Hello everyone, it's Gabriel here. It is April 9th, 2025, and I have some pretty good news. As of yesterday, I have hit a new low of 150 pounds down from my highest. My highest was 570, and I am now in the low 420. The last few weeks have been pretty stressful, so I was pretty worried about breaking below the 430s, and actually it was funny because it kind of crept up on me because I forgot to weigh myself for a couple of days because of how hectic things were lately, and then yesterday's weigh-in was a huge pleasant surprise. So much so that I rushed to update the weight tracker that's on my personal website, and it turns out one of the avid listeners of this broadcast congratulated me at the gym as soon as I walked in today, and that was really appreciated and really nice. I really do appreciate the positive encouragement, especially because, as I've shared before, this is a pretty tricky process. Where I'm at now, food feels like the simple part of the equation. I plan out what I want to eat and I execute that program. It's more dealing with the, I guess, leftover suffering of the rest of this process, because lately I have been in quite a bit of pain, and I actually wrote a blog post about this lately, talking about just how sore I was and how I was going to take a bit of a break from pushing so hard. Though ironically, when it was over, I didn't really feel that much better, and there's two major reasons for that. One is just the fact that I think it's very helpful to be doing something, you know, just staying at home, vegetating, is not necessarily the best way to recover. In fact, I think I really missed out by not continuing to go to the pool during that rest period, because I could have just, like, instead of swam laps, just could have relaxed in the water, you know, enjoyed the pressure off my joints, that kind of thing. So when I went to the pool yesterday, it was sorely missed. Of course, I didn't break any records for laps or anything. I'm trying to ease back into this stuff. But I'd say overall, things are going quite well. I actually went back and listened to some of the recordings I had made in the earlier days, because I actually took a couple of videos that have not been published. For the reason, honestly, is they're a little too emotional for me to, like, really rip that band-aid off by just putting it out in a raw format. But it was a really good reminder. It was a really good reminder to listen to my past self beg me to keep going and remind me of, you know, just how hard it was to even begin turning things around. Never mind keep going after things are really starting to go well. And oh my goodness, they really are going incredibly well. Like, the clothes that I've downsized into are now starting to get too big. I have to tie everything again. And it's like, I wouldn't say bittersweet. It's just like, it's good, but it's a hassle is how I'd describe it. Because, well, on the one hand, it's like, it's good in the sense that I'm making progress. It's resulting in body shape changes. But on the other hand, it's like, well, shoot, these are, you know, clothes I find comfy and that I'm, you know, somewhat attached to at this point. And the idea of going down sizes again is tricky, because I have some pants that are, let's just say, a little too small. I'm not small enough to fit into them yet. But what I do have is a lot of leftover shorts that I just started to fit into. And so right now, it's not fully spring yet. Like, I look around right now and there's snow everywhere, which is very upsetting, honestly. I really do want winter to be over. So if I just hold on until it gets a little warmer, I can at least wear all the new shorts everywhere and be pretty comfortable. On top of that, I feel like hunger is pretty much kept in check. My moments of weakness lately, where I've, like, wanted to, like, eat something terrible, like a pizza or something. Again, it wasn't out of hunger. It was like, no, Gabriel's stressed out and just trying to reach for that coping mechanism. And so, one of the changes I'm planning on making moving forward is I've kind of been, like, I guess, limiting myself that it's like, if I do one thing a day, it's like I'm just focusing on that. So, like, for instance, when I go to the gym, that's my exercise for the day. What I've been slowly trying to incorporate is really just more exercise on top of it, because I'm kind of realizing that walking now is really no big deal. It's not even like before, walking was doable but difficult, but now it's super fluid. I don't even think about it when I'm walking to certain nearby places now. Like, my mobility has gotten so much better over the last couple of months. And it's honestly quite staggering to think about how hard even like this walk up until this point would have been all the way back in September. And so anyways, fundamentally, I'm deciding that I want to incorporate like just going for a walk as something I do to fill my time these days, because I'm no longer 570 pounds. I've taken a lot of weight off the body that I am, and I've gotten significantly stronger, that I'm confident that my body will be able to withstand the strain of me walking, well, as much as I feel like, because it's not like I'm going to spend all day walking at the moment. Like, there's still other constraints, but it's like I am going to try to encourage myself to walk a little more, just really just to burn extra calories at this point. Because, you know, now that I feel like I have the food pretty much under control, like, that variable is kind of taken care of. So the only other variable I have to push harder is activity level. And it was fascinating to me because when I was swimming, I don't know if this made it into a recent blog post or a recording, but I actually managed to swim for 43 minutes straight front crawl laps the other week. I think it's going to take me a bit to build back up to it. I was going at a relatively leisurely pace. And it's funny because I did some online calculator and it claimed at my size that would have burned like 2,000 calories, which is like more than half a pound in theory. I'm not sure if it really worked out that way. One of the things I'm tempted to do is to go back on my spreadsheets, and if like I start recording more minute data, I could actually probably calculate the real variance between what I'm eating and the actual energy expended actually is. But to be honest, I don't know. I'm neurotic, but I'm not that neurotic yet. This is fundamentally the issue. And so anyways, it's the kind of thing that I kind of get greedy. You know, it's like when I see that, I'm like, I want to do it again. I think it's going to take me a bit of effort to keep pushing in that direction. Because yesterday, I was in a weird spot when I was swimming, because I have to use earplugs. Because if I don't use earplugs, I get the nastiest swimmer's ear ever. It gets infected. It gets really bad. You know, not only do I need antibiotics usually, but it's like the drops don't work. And then it's like, I think last time it even started to bleed. It was absolutely ridiculous, honestly, and incredibly hard to deal with. So for me, earplugs are a must. And so it is always hard when I'm like pushing for a new lap record and then, oh no, my earplug is loose. Like, I might have to look into getting bigger ones. I don't know. But I'll honestly say that, like, it's kind of weird how, like, things are going incredible. Everything's working, everything's moving along. I'm feeling different. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling, you know, confident in my ability to keep going. But truthfully, for the last little bit, last 3 weeks, especially up before that blog post, it's been pretty hard. And a big part of it is, honestly, I'm still struggling to deal with the pain that's inherent in this process, because I'm trying to put on muscle, which will certainly help fill out all the extra skin that's already starting to materialize. For instance, underneath my arms, I'm already seeing some wing flaps develop. And the truth is, it's not fun. It's not something that makes me feel great. I've made many jokes about how I'm worried about looking like a weird fusion between Deadpool and Plastic Man. And in a lot of ways, I was feeling really worn down. Now, if I really think as to why I was feeling worn down, I think a lot of it had to do with my sleep habits slipping. Because for a while I made a good amount of progress waking up early, but I wasn't necessarily getting to sleep earlier, so it was cutting into the amount of sleep I was getting. And then I think as that got worse and worse, eventually things just got off the rails. And because I didn't really focus on addressing it, it kind of came to bite me pretty quickly. And so today's walk is an interesting little adventure because I did a solo session at the gym today where I tried to push myself, you know, reasonably hard. And honestly, after the gym, I felt like, hey, I did a good job. You know, I felt it in many different places. And after a couple of hours of unwinding, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this recording because I kind of felt bad for not being in touch for a variety of reasons. Like, it's hard when I feel bad and I want to share that, but I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. There's like, it is hard for me to share the unpleasant moments as much as I'd like to be, you know, honest about that. But a big part of it is what I don't want to do, which I could easily do, is I could just wait for one of those moments where I'm really sore, really tired and frustrated, set up the GoPro and just like whine and cry for like 15 minutes if that's what people really want to see. But that's, I don't think I need to go into that level of detail for people to like get it. I think I can tell people it's very painful. It's demoralizing. It's hard to keep going when it feels like your body is rebelling against what you're trying to do to it. And in many ways, it's because for me especially, you know, I'm not used to discomfort. It took me a long time to get used to hunger. And it's funny because I don't think it's really getting used to hunger per se, because I know when I'm eating better now. Again, that's a whole broad topic that I'm not going to touch at the moment. But I do notice when I'm eating better, I don't feel as hungry on average. It's not an always thing. It's not like super consistent, but it's just on average, I do notice a bit of a difference. But I'll say, and I'm convinced part of it is my size, honestly. I'm convinced that because I'm so large and I still have all this excess fat hanging on me, I'm convinced that muscle soreness is just that much worse or that much harder to recover from. Because I'm sure most people will tell you that being obese is not the ideal condition for, you know, beginning a strength training journey. But at the same time, I find it so helpful because it helps with all the movement. It helps with all the body mechanics. It helps with all the things that makes things easier. For example, I was at the point where going up the stairs was an insurmountable, you know, obstacle that I would avoid on a daily basis. You know, I would plan my days around how many times, preferably ones or zero, I would go up the stairs. And so now, because of how much stronger my legs and I guess my middle body has gotten, now I can like go up the stairs two steps at a time. Like I can reach that much higher and push that much harder. And again, I'm still quite heavy. I'm still a 400 pound guy. I've still got a long, long way to go. And so anyways, I think one of the things that recently I believe has been helping me is that I decided that I need a low stimulation form of relaxation and recovery. Because, well, yes, it's certainly possible to spend time playing video games after, you know, the gym to like recover or whatever, or working on stuff that's, you know, productive. But the problem is that's really been getting to me lately is the pressure. Like I've been go, go, go. I even told my trainer, I'm like, I've kind of reduced everything to a utilitarian purpose. I've kind of left the joy out of things. And in fact, this morning I published an article for the Liver Solutions Network. It's hilarious because That is one of the many articles I put out there where I hit send and I'm like, ah, nobody's gonna read it. It doesn't have to be perfect anyways. And yeah, it's one of the reasonably successful ones. It actually did better than I was expecting it to. And so I am looking forward in getting back into that, into writing, getting the feedback and all that jazz. But the thing is that I find what was kind of crippling me for the last couple of weeks is I was pushing, pushing, pushing. And it, again, I don't think it was so much the physical stuff. I actually think it was more that I was putting pressure on myself and I wasn't allowing, reasonable room for any of that pressure to be released. And so, a lot of the bad things that I've had to deal with kind of started creeping up on me. I wanted to eat, a whole lot of garbage, but not only that, I started to notice I was talking quite negatively to myself in my head. It's like suddenly it's like, oh, why do I feel useless again? Why do I feel all this shame again? What's going on? And it's because, at least as far as I'm looking back on it now, it seems like I had kind of burnt myself out and then was shaming myself for not being able to continue to do all the things I wanted to do on top of the exercise I was doing. And so, in a way of correcting for this, I decided that I needed a low stimulation, i.e., something that is not using the pressure part of my brain to give myself a break from that. That is still, fundamentally something I value one way or another, I was asked by my trainer, like, what do I do for fun? And my honest answer at the time was like, I don't know. I've been going full tilt on this for so long that I kind of forgot to work, fun into the process. Like, don't get me wrong. Lifting weights is fun. Doing these walks is pretty fun. But the problem is that I do not have the strength to do that for all my waking hours. Not even a little bit. I'd certainly love to get to the point where that's an option, but it's gotta take a while. But part of that is I am going to try walking a whole lot more and honestly doing more of these little recordings because it seems like many people appreciate them. And I don't know, I'll probably have some more spicy thoughts up ahead because I've got some notes for some topics I would like to opine on in the future. But yeah, so my low stimulation activity that I've been teasing this entire time is I've decided to start practicing drawing. Because one of the things I'm realizing is I'm trying to get better at doing push-ups right now. So to do a push-up at my size, I need the arm strength to hold myself up, which now that I can do the plank for a bit is kind of there. And then I also need the strength to lower myself and then push myself back up. And so again, my trainer had a really good tip where to progress towards being able to complete a push-up, because I am currently nowhere close to that, I'm supposed to control my descent down from a plank to the floor, though I'm still quite a bit from there. And so the idea is you let yourself control down, and then once basically you either can't hold it or you more likely you can't go down any further, just give up and try again is kind of the model. And I've noticed like I've only done it a couple of times, like a couple of sessions of that so far over the last 2 weeks. And I am noticing being able to descend more. But again, every time you train a new muscle area, it comes at a cost. It seems like the first time you train a particular muscle or set of muscles, it really ignites a ridiculous amount of pain in that area. And I think the problem is because I have so many areas covered with fat that, rubbing it isn't going to help that much. Using heat or cold isn't going to penetrate as much because what am I going to stay in the sauna longer? I don't know, whatever. Are there downsides to that? I can only speculate. And so I'm realizing that one of the things I want to, I guess, reprogram my mind to do is that I need to stop pressuring myself with outcomes. Like, yes, I want to lose weight. I want to continue making sure I'm moving along that outcome. But I need to focus more on appreciating the practice, the habits, the steps, the process itself. And so with the push-ups, you know, because a push-up is something I'm highly motivated to accomplish, of course I'm putting in the time to practice it. But drawing is different. Drawing is something I'm trying to do to relax, and I have no belief that, you know, putting in 15, 20 minutes on a regular basis is going to be enough to make me pro. So it is just a silly distraction. But the idea is that it's just a silly distraction where my mind is occupied on something other than I have to go, you know, push myself as hard as I can or accomplish something, you know. It's the kind of thing where it's like I want to give myself some kind of space where the pressure, the shame, the guilt, all that is kind of just out of the picture, and I'm just trying to create a picture. I saw a really fascinating video that kind of complements this idea, where he recommends daily illustrative journaling. So not only do you open up your journal and you write how your day was, but you accompany it with some sort of illustration or another. You could talk about what you saw, what you, you know, places you've been, what, however you want to do it. And so I'm structuring my drawing practice as like, there's just practice days where I'll just like draw random shapes to like build the muscle memory to get better at it, versus I'll want to try looking at a reference and trying to draw something. And I'm so bad at it, but it's like, again, the point here is to enjoy practice. I want to teach my mind that practice is something that's good and relaxing and can help me, because the whole reason I'm doing this is in some ways because I feel like something has been preventing me from working on my programming projects. And part of it is that I feel like they're too daunting. And part of it is there's like that pressure that's seeped in. And so I'm trying to reorganize my thoughts into simply just accepting that practice itself is an outcome worth striving for. Because again, I have no illusions that I'm going to be a super great professional artist from these, you know, small little practice sessions on a regular basis. I'm shooting for daily, but we'll see how that ends up. And I'm just gonna see where it goes. Like, I'm not attaching an outcome to this. Don't get me wrong, I have like ideas on what I can transfer that skill into if I actually get any good. Because for instance, a Blender, which is a 3D modeling animation video editing suite that's like free and open source and amazing, it actually has a 2D animation suite built in. So if I'm ever at the point where my drawing skills are excellent, then yeah, I guess I can move from drawing being relaxation to animation being relaxation, would be the level up to that, you know, if I ever feel the need to spend more time into it. But how that relates to, you know, this journey I'm on, the weight loss fight, so to speak, is that I guess I've had to learn, I wouldn't say the hard way, but in a pretty abrupt way, that you do need to find a way to make it fun and enjoyable. Because for me, honestly, the most fun I've had in this entire process so far was when I was recording that video that I put up of me shoveling snow for an hour. Because that was a feat that when I started it, I'm like, I had no idea I could finish it. And being able to remove all that snow on a constant and consistent pace really was the beginning of me finally realizing, wow, I could use my body again. I can actually move. I can actually use energy. You know, like those kind of things was incredibly, incredibly, it was amazing to feel, and it was very fun. Now, that's not something I can necessarily replicate every day. I would certainly not be a happy camper if there was that much snow every day. That's for darn sure. I think a couple of things would give out in that kind of scenario, but I'm realizing that's what I'm missing. I think I'm missing some sort of calm in this whole scenario. And I found practicing drawing, again, without attaching too much, intent on the outcome of it, I'm finding that's working really well for me. And I hope, anyone else struggling with, huh, why am I getting burnt out? Honestly, I guess it's worth thinking about, what are you doing to spend time to decompress away from your mission critical objectives? Because I'm in a pretty unique situation, but I'm convinced many people are effectively starved from that. On some level by design, like the economic picture is pretty bleak, all things considered. And so I think anything we can do to kind of help others get enough breathing room to have some decompressed time is great. But I'll admit, as somebody who's been in a situation where time hasn't really been itself a huge constraint, I had to learn how to do that. I had to learn what's something I could fit into my mind to be able to decompress. And to me, that's something I felt kind of this entire way. You don't get this big by having a perfectly functional lifestyle and habits, so to speak. And it's amazing how much you have to learn from scratch. Honestly, I will say that is one of the things that makes this process kind of hard, kind of shameful, kind of hard to deal with. Because when you're struggling with things that, like, I'm sure most people take for granted. I'm sure most people, I wouldn't say most, but I'm sure a lot of people generally don't mind their positive or negative coping strategies, because either the negative ones haven't caught up with them, which is, I guess, not ideal. But I'm sure many people actually do have good coping mechanisms and just never think about it. And so for me, I'm kind of realizing how much I have to learn these basic skills. And I'll admit, it's not fun to kind of realize, why am I struggling to do these basic human things? And I mean, I don't want to get too deep into my answers to those questions, but the gist of it is that by reversing the process of being this big, I'm realizing how much I have to tackle all the things that built me up to be this big in the first place. It feels like no stone will be unturned by the time this is over, because I have honestly been shocked at how many challenges have popped up during this time that I certainly would have preferred to have avoided, and more importantly, would not have thought were related. One of the more obvious related examples is the fact that I certainly fit the bill of an emotional eater. Any kind of stress, or honestly, heightened and lowered emotional states, would make me want to eat, not just eat, but eat a substantial amount. And it's kind of crazy to think of the fact that it's really been a couple of months of me being in a different life situation. I mean, in some ways, it doesn't really feel real. I certainly don't trust myself enough to be like, oh, I've got this forever. No, I'm very vigilant. I'm very concerned. When I feel the drive, building of oh, I want a pizza. In some ways, it's helping me recognize, this is a sign that maybe something isn't going the way it should. Maybe it's a sign I need to slow down and think about what I'm doing or what I'm not doing, those kinds of things. And I'm kind of realizing that in some ways, then the cravings can be helpful. If you allow the cravings, in some ways that allows the cravings to be helpful. Instead of the cravings being something you dread and feel bad about, food cravings can be an excellent indicator. Hey, Gabriel, you're not taking the stress stuff super seriously. Maybe you should try to relax or whatever. It's funny to me that these feelings, these drives, these impulses, as hard as they can be to deal with, once there's a certain amount of breathing room, you kind of can change how you work with them. And that's something that I'm still very new to. Certainly not sure what I want to do about pain. Pain is a sensation, physical pain, muscle pain, being worn out pain, are all things I very much, very much struggle with. And I think part of it is, emotionally, I associate pain with punishment. You know, I've written how my father would use pain as a punishment. And to me, when I feel pain, my default mental reaction is to feel that I am wrong, I am bad, or I am doing something wrong or bad. And I will say, it's certainly not an easy thing to disentangle. But I feel like the fact that I've recognized it is at least putting me on the path to hopefully addressing it, if that's what's in store for me, but who knows? I am honestly under no illusion that every and all problem is necessarily going to be resolved in my lifetime. I mean, it's great to be optimistic about the fact that I am changing things and it is working, but I'm kind of realizing that unrealistic expectations are also a great, great way to disappointment, because it's so incredibly easy to get hyped up. And like, even that's kind of how I was feeling lately, where I'm like, yeah, I've come so far, but it's like, I still have a long way to go. That's really hard on me. You know, it's like, believe me, I would love for to be done by now. I would love for this to be the finish line and for me to be done, but I have so, so much further to go. And as I've said before, it's not a fun process. It's rewarding in many ways. It does a lot of good. Like, my quality of life just from last year to this year is incredibly different, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I'm trying to really hone in on the fact that it is such an amazing distance, that it is such an amazing difference. Because it's hard for me when, honestly, I kind of feel like, oh, I still want to bike. I still want to do many other things that are currently still out of reach. And so I'm trying to be patient. Patience is something I'm trying to learn. And I'm trying to learn appreciation for what's already happened, what's already been done. And so that's really where I'm at. I'm thrilled that I've come this far. My mood and my spirit and my energy for this process is renewed, which is why you definitely will be hearing from me more often. But I definitely don't want to hide the fact that, especially for me, but I'm sure for many other people as well, this is a very difficult thing to pull off. You know, every day now I look in the mirror and I see, honestly, just how damaged my skin is. Like, I know I'm going to have a very significant amount of loose skin. Part of this is because when I like look at the skin on my belly, it's like you see the damage. I see that the skin is damaged, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure some of it's going to heal and recover on the way down, but I doubt all of it will. And I'm kind of seeing the extent of what I'm anticipating in the future. And again, it's not fun. It's not something I'm excited for, that's for sure. And there is a certain amount of shame that comes with that. It's like, well, wish I thought of this before I got this big, but this is kind of the cards I'm playing right now. Despite snow being everywhere, I'm glad it's a bright sunny day. The clouds look nice and fluffy. Otherwise, the sky is pretty clear, and I'm glad that springtime is approaching, even if it's officially spring, but the warm weather is not quite here, but I am really looking forward to it. And honestly, I'm really glad that I'm able to do this kind of walk on top of going to the gym. You know, even a few months ago, that would have been too much for me to ask of myself. And at the moment, I think it's going pretty well, honestly. I was worried about how much it would make my feet and ankles hurt, but I'm noticing it's kind of a weird, like, use it or lose it kind of situation, where if I, say, after the gym and just went and lied down, my feet would really complain. But I notice when I'm, like, doing more on my feet throughout a day, but, like, again, not going crazy, like, I'm not jogging, I'm not, like, running on them or anything. But I find if you give it room for the blood to circulate, you actually use it, that it does help A little bit. It's not all the time. I wouldn't certainly, double down on it until it works. It's kind of a finicky thing, but I don't know. I'm very happy that I've been able to make it this far on a walk after a pretty difficult day, all things considered. I'm looking forward to getting home, doing some reading, and then collapsing to sleep. I'm going to be uploading this tomorrow because I am way too wiped to do it today. And actually, I'm excited and looking forward to something because tomorrow evening, after I'm going to the pool, I might add, I am actually going to be going to some kind of local social function, which will go entirely unnamed for OPSEC reasons, but I'm looking forward to it because it is the first time I've really gone out and gone somewhere outside of, like, you know, this kind of gym and pool rigmarole I've been doing in a few years now, honestly. Like, after things fell through with a local activism group, I've been pretty socially isolated, that's for sure. And joining the gym and getting to know many of the amazing and kind people there has done me a lot of good. But I'm also looking forward for this opportunity for me to kind of branch out and, like, try to be more social, as what I kind of call me reintegrating into society, you know. I'm hoping it'll be fun. It'll certainly make tomorrow a long day. I'm hoping that I will get home not too tired, but I might ask for a lift back because it's gonna be an incredibly long day. But that's really all I have for an update at the moment. I am looking forward to recording a video update at some point this month. So I'm gonna try to put a bit of work into that. And as always, any thoughts, questions, comments, suggestions, all that, I'm all ears. Right now I have a long list of books I want to read, and so if anyone has any suggestions for things, especially along the lines of nutrition, weightlifting, overall health, fringe science, you know, all that stuff, or, you know, just simple self-help books, or, you know, those kinds of things, I always appreciate suggestions. I always write them down because it's the kind of thing I want to get around to eventually. Maybe once I'm cured, maybe once I'm at normal weight, I'll just publish book reviews of various self-help books and what I think is worth people's time or whatnot. Now, obviously, different things work for different people, so I'm not even sure how good an idea that is. Because naturally, I can only speak from my own experience. But I really did like reading Food Politics. I'm actually very curious to dive deeper into, well, the political side of the entire health discussion, which is way more complicated than even I thought it was, and I thought it was pretty complicated. So I'm very fascinated by that topic at the moment. But I definitely thank everyone for their attention, encouragement, thoughtfulness and suggestions. All that has meant a great deal to me. This journey is very hard, and I am very grateful for the moments that people have shown me kindness, because it is certainly one of the many things that is able to help remind me that, you know, I can do this, and that it's worth holding on, and that, you know, there are reasons to be optimistic and whatnot, because I think the bar for making things better is so much lower than many people think. So anyways, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed my ramblings of the day, and I hope you have an excellent one until we chat again.